Tosfos on Ayin Dalet on the base is in disagreement with Rashi. How to understand the Gemara on Daf Memvov? Gemara says a Memvov, and the same Gemara appears in Erev and Daf Lamed Hey, that Ein Binyan Astir became him. So Rashi understands, period. In our Torah, there's no Binyan Astir at all. And all the Gemaras that talk about Binyan Astir became him is only Midi Rabbanan. The Gemara says that also Levatel Kli Mehechanoi. The Gemara has an example. Let's say I lit candles for Shabbos and the wax is dripping on the table, or I have oil with a wick and the oil is dripping on the table, is going to ruin the tablecloth. So I want to put a plate underneath the oil to catch it. So then the Gemara explains that you're not allowed to do that because mavatul kli mehechana, the oil is basis of davar, so the oil is muktzah. So I'm going to put a plate underneath it, so the plate will become a basis davar. Mavatul kli mehechana is not allowed. So Tosis points out on that Gemara, mavatul kli mehechana, that Rashi later in the Masechta learns that mavatul kli mehechana is an isa because of soser, that originally I had a plate that was useful, and now that it became a basis, like I ruined it. Let's say a person drinks a cup of soda from a paper cup, and then on Shabbos, and after he finishes, he crumbles up the cup, crushes it, and throws it in the garbage. So the Ramos says you're not allowed to do that, even though he's makalkal. But the Mishnah says kol makalkal peturim patur avalosa. Yeah, but kol makalkal peturim means if you did a malacha, you did a malacha bekilka. What malacha did he do? So the answer is he did soiser. He took a cup and he broke it. They see that that stira and kelim is also. So the answer is also midirabban. Rashi agrees that there's stira midirabban. I think more there in Erevin on Daf Lamed Hey, so we discussed yesterday. The Gemara says you have to be able to have access to the matzis of the Erev Echatzeres, otherwise the Veinash Mashes, otherwise it's no good. So the Gemara says, what if you left the matzahs for the Erev HaChatzeres in a migdol shaleitz, a big wooden closet, and it's locked and you lost the key? You don't have the key, so you don't have access to the Erev. Bein HaShmashas, so is it good? So it's a machlekes satanoi. So what's the machlekes satanoi? So the Gemara explains, the shaila is, you do have access. It's not Fort Knox. You can get to the matzahs, but you'll have to break the door. Either you break the lock a little bit on this cabinet, or you break the hinges. You're going to break something. You're not going to smash the whole cabinet. It'll still be a functional cabinet, but it's not going to look nice. You're going to have, the door is going to be hanging because you're going to smash the hinges. You're going to smash the lock. So it's going to be stira b'miktzah. It's not going to be stira gemura. So it's going to be stira b'miktzah. So the Gemara says, one suggestion, what's the machlekes satanoim? Whether the Erev is good or not, maybe the machlekes is whether this big migdol, which is machzik memsor, Rashi learns a kli gadol, machzik memsor, is that a kli or is it an ohal? If it's a kli, it's ein stira b'kelim. So you're allowed to break it bein hashmashes. So you do have access to the baksamatzes. And if it's a ohel, so then there's a malach of stira, so you're not allowed to. So the Gemara explains there that whenever the whole Isa is only with the Rabbanan, called Dovish and Mishem Shvus, the Gozrola Ben Ashmashis, that's Rebbe's Din. That's in the first paragraph in Masechus Shabbos. And you have a few dafim there in Erevin. Lama Gimel, Lama Dal, Lama Ne, a few dafim in a row. They keep on employing that principle. And Erev Echatzer is considered accessible. The Erev Echatzeres is considered accessible if the worst you have to violate in order to get to it is only an Issa Derabbanan, then it's considered accessible. Because Bein HaShmashas, you're permitted to violate a Derabbanan if there's a great Tzarech Gadol. The Makom Mitzvah, the Makom Hefsed Mammon or something. Kol Dov Shem Shem Shvus, Legozo Ala Bein HaShmashas. We mentioned yesterday, it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos there, and a Machlekes Achreinim LaHaloch and Shulchan Aruch. Does that only go on the Bein HaShmashas of Leil Shabbos? That's the Gemara there. It's talking about Leil Shabbos. What about the Bein HaShmashas of Matzoi Shabbos? Does it also apply? And we said this is Stira in the Mishnah Berurah as far as that's concerned. So Tosfos points out in that Gemara, Kol Dover Shem Mishum Shvus is not to be taken literally Kol Dover. Every single Isa Derabbanan, Tosfos proves in the Gemara, and the Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Erevin, that Kol Dover Shem Mishum Shvus of the Bein HaShmashas only goes on Gzeres Kalos. you divide the gzeris into two categories. Gzeris chamures, you're not mekel, benash mashes, only on gzeris kala. So the pashtus in the Gemara is, everybody agrees that there's stira b'kelim. That's mevatel klim heichana, it's a malach of stira midirabbanan. But that's an isa derabbanan kal, so that for sure you would be mekel benash mashes. But if you hold that yesh stira b'kelim, or you hold that this is not a kli, this is an ohel because of machzik memso, there are more quotes like that, la aloha, kli, that's machzik memso, quotes it from the Ozerua, quotes it from the Rashi, and Erev and Daflam, and hey, a kli that's machzik memso is dinaka ohel. So therefore there would have been stira binyan, a stira menater. Aye, but the worst the stira can be is only with the rabbanon. It's not so salmanos livnos means I have an old shack, and I knock down the whole shack, and I put a big hotel there. So Salmanos Livnos, I'm going to make it better. If I break the door to the cabinet, of course I'm going to fix it later on. But it's not going to be better than it was originally. So Salmanos Livnos means going to be. I was sorcerer in order to do a better job. That it should be better here. I'm just going to be. I have the theoretical ability to smash the lock or to smash the hinges in order to get to the matzis. But it's silly. Why should I do that? I'm not going to rebuild it to make it better. So this really says so shalei almanos livna. So it's not going to be anisa deraisa ben kovako. So why is nemuta ben hashmosh? The answer is because that's already anisa derabbanan chomer. So if yesh stira bekelim, or you hold that it's an ohel, so that's it's real stira. So that's a real malacha deraisa. Aye, it's not the misakein. So that's a malacha mederabbanan. So shalei almanos livna is. You don't plan to make a better job later. So that's an Isa de Rabbanan Chomer. Masha'ini Ken, if you hold Ein Binyan the Stira B'Kelim, if you hold that this Migdol is a Kli, it's not an Ohel, and there's no Malach at all, Ein Binyan the Stira B'Kelim, so then, true, it's Asa, that's Mevatel Kli, Ma'achani, see that there's an Isa de Rabbanan. That's already an Isa de Rabbanan Kal. So it's Mamish Muchach in the Gemara, what Taisa says. You have to read the Gemara like that. Only at an Isa de Rabbanan Kal do you say, called Davishim Yishim Shuis like Gozer Ala Ben Ashmashes. And he said, the Rabbanah Chomer, you're not Mekel. Yeah. According to Tosis, that there is Binyan Estira, there's Stira Gmur, there's Binyan Gomer and Stira Gmur B'Kelim, so you have to say, this is not Stira Gmur, this is only Stira B'Miktsas. So then you say, why is it only Stira B'Miktsas? He's not destroying the whole kitchen cabinet, he's smashing the door in order to, he's smashing the lock, or he's smashing the hinges in order to be able to get. Theoretically, he's not going to do it. It doesn't pay. What is it? He'll get matzahs from somebody else. But theoretically, he's able to smash the door in order to get to the matzahs, in order to get to the Erev Echatzeres inside. So that's not Stira Gmur. Stira Gmur with me, let's say, by Ohel, there's Kelim and there's Ohel. So by Ohel, let's say I have a brick wall, and there's cement on top of the wall, I put another brick. The wall is already 6 feet tall. I put one more brick. It doesn't really accomplish so much more. One brick on top with the cement. And there's some saying the Rambam, even without cement, you just put another brick on top of the wall, that's also a violation of Bonan. That's not Binyan Gomer. The wall is already 6 feet tall. You're not accomplishing too much by putting another brick on top in the middle. What's to the right? What's to the left of the brick? So that's only Binyan B'Miktsas, but by Ohel, even Binyan B'Miktsas is awesome. We were talking this morning, let's say you unscrew a bulb that's attached, let's say the bulb burnt out, so you unscrew it and you put in a new bulb. So unscrewing a bulb, that could be Soyser Amanos Livnos B'Mkomo. It's attached to the building. I can't put a new bulb in. This bulb is no good. So Soyser Amanos Livnos to have better. I want to take out the old bulb and put in a new bulb that is going to work, that's not burnt out. That could be that since it's mechuba lekarka, that could be that's soisa deraisa. That'll be soisa deraisa. Why? Because it's karka, mechuba lekarka. So that's real binyan astira the ohel. If you're talking about kelim, so it's only binyan if you do yesh meyayin. I make the whole kli. Or if I smash the whole kli, I smash the whole thing in order to make something better. I smashed in order to do something better. But if you just did, you smashed it a little bit, and the cabinet is still functional, so it's only stira b'miktsas. So then if you hold that the migdal godol is still dina kekli, even a migdal godol yosim memso is still dina kekli, no stira b'kelim, so that's not going to be, the worst it can be is going to be a derabban. That's not going to be a stira gmura deraisa.
I don't know, so in there, wasn't on that Gemara. Had it said, how could it be that the Gemara is suggesting? It says in the Mishnah on Shabbos that you can break a cat, you can break Shor Adam and the Chavis to take the Grover. And this Gemara is mashma, you couldn't do such a thing. And then the final comes to Moshe, you could. It says, how could it be like that? So the answer is, mostly talking about the Mostiki. It must be talking about a junky refurbished Kli that was broken.
That Mishnah,
together.
What the Mishnah that says you're allowed to Shor Adam and Chavis only be Mostiki.
Right. So why didn't he just say you're breaking it partially? How come, why doesn't he say that that was talking about a Mostiki? He was also, even in the Havimina, how come he had to say that the Gemara, the Mishnah and Shabbos couldn't know what was talking about a Mostiki?
The Gemara says that. That's not their fault. The Gemara says
that. No, he made it look like to say that. That's only the field of Rabbi Eliezer in a different sugya. And he came and said, no, it's been Tom, so it's there. That's why the Gemara had to make it. If people were abundant, we don't want it, then he made a, the end of the Tosafot, he said, the Gemara and Beitza said it, that was he found a way of saying it, Libra Kuliyama, to answer his kasha. He didn't just say it because the Gemara said it. For Rashi, you don't need to say that, okay, but.
According to Rashi, there's no steer of the cable. I bet let it be an Issa Derabanan.
Maybe not everybody's convinced like there was a Roa that is Issa Derabanan. He says, Rashi then on the Mishnah says it's Mikako, so it's Mutter for that.
For the Matter of Eichel Nefesh. I don't know. I have to look in the Tosafos. So Tosafos, after they present their position, Tosafos says, but we have a problem with the Gemara in the next daf. It's Sorachi in the last line, and the Tosafos, Zayin Dalalam and Beis, Tosafos dir mamascha chavito v'tavnura. So they end off, it's Sorachi in the lalikshi, mimenapech v'klis chuchis, the sov, pirkin. It says on Ayin Hem and Beis. The Gemara says, if you blow into the, you heat the sand in a very high fire, a very high flame, and it melts, it becomes liquefied, and then you blow into it, and then you make it into a kli. So the Gemara says, Yichai Mishum Makaba Patish, and Tosafos says the Kasha, let it be Chai Mishum Bonem. According to them, that Binyam Goma is Yesh Binyam Ken, let it be Chai Mishum Bonem. So the Minchas Chinuch has quite a few times. He says, Enachinam Yichai Vshtayim. A lot of cases, just like Zomir Vatach Leitzim Chai Vshtayim. So he has around 10 cases. He thinks that Yechayv Tumalot and Chayv Shtan. So that's really, we spoke about that last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever. That's really a question. Chayv Shtayim, many hold is only if you accomplish two different things. Zaymer v'tzorach le'etzim, so the bush is going to grow better, the tree is going to grow better, and I'm going to use the logs that I broke off as fuel in the furnace. So I accomplished two different things. So then you can say, Yechayv Shtayim, Yechayv Mishum, Noteya, because the tree is going to grow better because he pruned it the right way. And he's going to use the logs in the furnace. So he did coats there, and he did Noteya. But if he blows and he makes a kli, so it could have been labeled as a tolda of bone, it could have been labeled as a tolda of makaba patish. So therefore, Yechayv Shtayim, but there's only one accomplishment. So maybe the only time Yechayv Shtayim is when there are two accomplishments. There's only one accomplishment. It doesn't make sense. So the Minchas Chinuch doesn't consider that possibility. He says on Tosafos Kasha, Enachinami Yechayv Shtayim. He doesn't see any problem. And he has another 10 cases like that, but Yechayv Shtayim. And other Achrayim disagree. They say, no, that was a fundamental discussion that they had. When you say there's Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos, it means that the Mamas like Shemus Mechlokin, like Kotzer is one Issa, and Zareh is a different Issa, and Mavashal is a different Issa. The 39 different Isurim? Well, no, the 39 Oifanim to violate Chilul Shabbos is basically one Issa, 39 Oifanim. So if the 39 different Isurim, so you can say, even though he only accomplished one thing, it's both a tolda of Bona and a tolda of Makabah Patish. But if you say that it's just a Mechalek, it's really one Avera. But there are things that a Mechalek say. How can you say that one accomplishment is Chayv Shtayim? You can't say it's too malachic. So that Menchas Chinuch, the Tosafos asks the Kasha, they don't have a Teretz. So Menchas Chinuch says, Teretz is Anachanam, Yechayv Shtayim. What's so difficult? Chayv Shtayim. So others say, you can't say Chayv Shtayim. It does make sense. There's only one accomplishment, and that's what they say. That was the Gemara in the first Sugya in Moed Kotten. The Gemara had the Machlokes between Rabbi Rav Yosef, I think, with the Menakesh and Mashke Maim Nizroim. Is it tolda of Chorish or a tolda of Zareya? Which is it? So the Gemara asks, why don't you say Chayiv Shtayim? Just like Zemev v'tzach leitzim. So the Gemara says Kasha. But the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta, the Gemara said Kasha. We assume, most of the Rishonim assume that Kasha is not the same as Tiyufta. Means that there's a Teretz. So what's the Teretz? So the Achrayim say, because there's only one accomplishment. Mashke Maim Lizroim, he's only accomplishing one thing. That the seed should grow better. So there's only one accomplishment, you can't say Chayiv Shtayim. So that was the machlokes, Rabbah v'Rav Yosef, which is it more doimah to? Does it make more sense to say Mashke Maim Lizroim is a told of Noteya, or to say it's a told of Chorish? Okay. What about Yontif?
That machlokes, Rabbi Rav Yosef, might be on Yontif.
Which machlokes? Rabbi Yosef, yeah. Only on Yontif, not on Shabbos. It does make sense. How can it be a machlokes? Only on Yontif is different from Shabbos. How can it be?
Maybe that work in the different explanations of Chiluk Malchus to Shabbos, that you say that that's 39 different things, but on Yontif it's only one Isser, so maybe that would be misunderstood. And on Shabbos you only chai once, but on Yontif you only chai once, and Shabbos you chai twice, because it's different Isser.
That's why.
Yeah,
well, okay, that's a very big Chiddush. If you say your way, that's understandable. Yeah, that's how the Ritva says it. That it's only a Mechalek, only Chayv Shtayim by Chatas and by Yontav, not Chayv Shtayim. That's what he says.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So in the Gemara should be more than 7 or 8 Melachos, because we because that in Bona and asking if that in Magid Patish.
They're good Kasha. It means difficult Agamar. Once you say Chayiv Shtayim, so Agamar is difficult. Should be more. So I guess you throw out one of them. Okay, Rashi says one of the 7 malachas is Mavir Esa'ur. He made a fire. Other Rishonim say, no, the fire was there already. There must be 7 malachas in making the kli. It's understood the fire is there. So the Balamor and other Rishonim have, they don't all agree with all the things that Rashi says. So it could be a content Menchas Chinuch. You'll insist that it's Shtayim. This one is Bona and one is Makabah Patish. Two malachas for the one accomplishment. It'll be Chayiv Shtayim for one accomplishment.
Put it in the light bulb. Doesn't have to glow. In other words, you're Chayiv in the Bona as soon as you put in the other one. We said before.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with the light going on.
Even if the light doesn't go on. Right. That's right. Yeah. Somebody wrote a tshuva many years ago, an interesting shayla. A patient comes to the doctor on Shabbos, a sofik sakana. So the doctor has to turn on the light in the office to be able to see. So if he has a nochri, she has a nochri to turn on the light. There's no nochri. So the doctor has no choice. He has to turn on the light. But he turns on the switch, he does need 25 lights. So that's really marbe b'shiurim. Marbe Bishurim, he flicks the switch on, 25 lights go on. So Marbe Bishurim on Shabbos is awesome. That's a Gemara. If he can either turn on, if he has a choice either, he'll turn on one switch and only one light will go on. That's all he needs is one light. To look in the guy's throat to see if he has a strep throat or something like that. Whatever. Whatever the doctor has to look at. So he can either turn on this switch or turn on this switch and all 25 lights go on. So you're not allowed to be Marbe Bishurim on necessarily. That's Machlekes of Rishonim, but that's Derais or Derabonim. Marbe Bishurim is that Derais or Derabonim. Machlekes Derad and Derashbo. So in Beitza. So let's say such a situation. He doesn't have two switches. Either one switch turn on one light, one switch turn on 25 lights. He has one switch that turns on 25 lights. And maybe if the patient is urgently needs treatment, so you have no choice to, you have no time to dilly-dally. What if he has time? Maybe the doctor should climb up on a ladder and unscrew 24 bulbs. So he'll only be turning on one bulb. So they have a whole discussion. Unscrewing bulbs, is that soiser? Is that soiser? It's soiser. If the bulbs are burnt out and I want to replace it with a better bulb, that can be soiser, someone else lives. Okay, making it better. but unscrew the bulbs because I don't want to do 25 melachas, I just want to do one. So maybe that's only soisim in the rabbanon. So which is mochomer? Which is hakal hakal p'chila? Whenever you have to be mechal Shabbos, doctors and nurses have to, whenever you have to be mechal Shabbos, they save someone's life. So bikoch nefesh is decha Shabbos. But nonetheless, the Gemara says in the last parak in Yuma, machila mosa hakal hakal p'chila. Let's say a person has to eat non-kosher food in order to keep alive. So he has a choice, either to eat chelev or to eat chazer. So chelev is an isekaris. Chazer is alav. So the Gemara says, eat the chazer, don't eat the chelev. Well, he has the choice either to eat tevel, which is misibadei shamayim, or to eat nevela, which is only a lav. So eat the nevela, don't eat the tevel, which is misibadei shamayim. But if he has a choice to eat chelev or tevel, so chelev is koris, it's worse. Tevel is only misibadei shamayim. The Gemara goes into details, more details. How do you determine hakal hakal tchilim? So this is doctors and nurses have to know this in their sleep. They have to be able to make a decision quickly, which is hakal hakal tchila. Well, this is not going to be so quick. Is it better to unscrew 24 bulbs in order to avoid violation of the marba bishurim? Or do you say no? It's going to unscrew bulbs. It could be a malacha deraisa, but it's going to be the worst. It's going to be the rabbanon. So you have to figure out which is hakal hakal tchila. Unfortunately, in the Second World War, a lot of Jews went to Siberia, so they had to do work for the Russians. So they had to be Mechal Shabbos every week. They had to be Mechal Shabbos. So they tried to minimize as much as possible the malachas. So they had to carry logs. So they used to have shneim shasu. So if it's a heavy log and you need two people to carry it, so that's ze'ena yochav ze'ena yochav. So shneim shasu is a malacha deraisa. But if it's a light log, and really one person could do it on his own, and two people do it, so Shnaim Shasuhu is pata from Chatos and pata from Isa. That's on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has the drasha for the din of Shnaim Shasuhu. So there's a big machlokes. The Pnei Yeshua and other Achrayim have a machlokes. Shnaim Shasuhu on the level of the Raisa is mutter. Shnaim Shasuhu is mutter menatera. But he's saying, no, it's just a ptur from Koris, ptur from Chatos, and a ptur from Isa. But it's still an Issa Deraisa. So that was a big issue. The Russians used to be angry. They used to scream at these yeshiva guys, "Why do you need two people to carry a log every single Shabbos?" They had this, it was going on. Yom Kippur, they said something, got away with it. Once here they said, Yom Kippur, they're not going to do any malachas. If they would do it every week, they wouldn't let them get away with that. Say, Shabbos, we can't do malachas. They didn't let them do that. Some of them were able to avoid doing malachas on Yom Kippur. So that's a question. How do you calculate hakal hakal tchila? Sometimes not so easy. Okay. What do we have? We're on the last narrow line on Ayin Dalet on the base. So the Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah. Hagoyzes atzatzemer b'hamalabno. Yishir off the wool. The Mishnah says later, if you cut off fingernails, if you cut off hair, that's a malacha of gozes. What if you cut off someone's hand? That's also gozes. So the Pashta says, no, gozes is only something that grows on the body. The Mishnah in the end of Erevin has a person is removing a yabelis, a person has a wart on his arm, on his face or something, and a doctor removes it. So that's something that's attached to the body. A gozes is yabelis, but if you cut off a limb from the body, the Pashta says, that's not an Issa of gozes. The Gemara says later that when you perform a bris milah, there is some halacha involved. So it's only permissible to do a bris milah on Shabbos if it's a vadai milah bizmana. If it's a milah shalai bizmana, or it's a suffix milah bizmana, milah shalai bizmana. Baby's born, bein on shmashas. One of the rabbanim from the neighborhood was just telling us on Rosh Hashanah that a baby was born, bein on shmashas, the week before, and he told them they shouldn't have the bris on Shabbos. They should wait till Tzom Gedalia. Because that's what it says in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos unless it's a Vada Mila Bizmana. So what Malacha is involved? The Gemara assumed there's a Malacha Deraisa involved in Mila. What Malacha is involved in Mila? So some Rishonim read in the Gemara says, Mali Lesakein. Where is that Loshana Gemara? And Kuvoga Meralef. The Gemara says, what Malacha is there? Mali lesakin mila, mali lesakin kli. Just like tikkun kli is mesakin mana, so too when you perform a bris mila, that's mesakin mana on the person. That's mesakin mana. How is it mesakin mana? because an Oral is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. So that it's, he's considered in a better condition now. Misakin Mona. That some Rishonim say like that. It's an Issa Misakin Mona. And Misakin Mona, the word Mona means a Kli. Misakin Mona applies to Adam, to Gufa Adam. So we had the other day a Rashi that Oisa Pesach is a Malacha, some kind of a Malacha. A Mafis Mursa can sometimes be a Malacha deraisa if he's interested Lahachnis Alahotzi. And if he's only interested lahotzia salecha, not lahachnis the medication, then it's going to be a malacha shen tzvich legufa. And then the Gemara said, "B'makom tzaira legoze be'rabban." So what malacha is involved in oisa pesach? The Rashi on Kuvzayin and Aleph gave two pshatim, either bone or makabah patish. A bone was a chiddush that bone applies to Adam, and we had the Gemara on Tzadikim and Aleph. We discussed yesterday even a satzela. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, that Boina applies to Adam. When a woman makes a hair and a fancy hairdo, that's a Malacha deraisa Bona. The Chachamim disagree with Reb Lezer. So it's unclear whether they disagree on the hairdo or they disagree on the principle. Maybe the whole that Boina doesn't apply to Adam. So Rashi has the two pshatim. One pshat is that Boina does apply to Adam. The Roisa Pesach is Boina. The other pshatim Rashi is no. The Chachamim disagree totally with Reb Lezer. The old is not Boina ba'adam, and the Pesach ba'yivin es atzela is Miloshen Bina. That's the Gemara and Nida. The Gemara says that a girl becomes bas mitzvah a year before the boy because the girl develops her seichel, the girl becomes more mature in seichel a year before the boy. Bina yisera nasan kadosh baruch liyisa yoyis menuish. So the Gemara has a totally different shot ba'yivin. Ba'yivin Miloshen Havana, not Miloshen Binya. So the two pshatim the Rashi gave, one pshat was that Oisa Pesach is a melacha of Misakin Mana. So even though the word is Misakin Mana, Mana means a kli, but you see Misakin Mana applies to the Gufa Adam also. Apparently that's not a question. What about Misakin Mana by Oichlim? Do you apply Misakin Mana by Oichlim? It's not a Mana. Let's say Yemafrish Chumas Amaisis. There's a mission in the end of Beitza that you're not permitted to be Mafrish Chumas Amaisis on Yontif. Kolsh came be Shabbos. That's on Beitza, it's all about Hilchas Yontif. That says, Emerim and Trumas and Mises, the Yontif Rama Kalvachayim be Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mafish Trumas and Mises. Why? So the Gemara has two consider. It's only Medir Rabbanan. The Gemara says Beferish. The Mishnah says Beferish. The prohibition against Afrosh's Trumas and Mises is only Medir Rabbanan. What's the Isser? So the Gemara has, in the first paragraph Beitza, the Gemara says, the two Isurim, the Rama quotes the two Isurim. One is it's because of Misakin Mana, because it was Tevel before, and now you're allowed to eat it. So why is it only Misakin Mana with the Rabbanan? Some Achrayim say that Misakin Mana min HaTorah doesn't apply to Ochlin. It's not a Mana. Misakin Mana applies to Adam, that's okay, but to Ochlin it's only the Rabbanan. And others say, no, Ma Pitom, Misakin Mana applies min HaTorah to Ochlin as well. But this is not called Misakin Mana because it's only a Tikkun in Halacha. If Yeska Nochri, I show the goy here, I take out Trumas and Maisers, and I say, okay, what did I accomplish? He said, you took away 20% of my food. Who asked you to take away 21%? He takes that 2% for Truma Gedolah and 10% for Maiserishim, 9% for Maiserishim, takes away. So in common sense terms, if you ask a goy, there's no tikkun, he could have eaten more. If he wouldn't take out the Trumas, he would have more tea. It's Misakin Mana al pi halacha because it was Tevel, now you make it Roy Lachim. The some Rishonim hold that that's the reason why it's only Misakin Mana mid the Rabbana. Not because it's Eichlim, but rather because it's only a tikkun in halacha. So let's say you have a baby, doesn't have a bris milah, so the baby is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Then you perform a bris milah, now the baby is allowed to eat Korban Pesach. You ask a goy, did I accomplish anything? He said, what'd you do? Why'd you cut off the Or Harlo? The baby is healthy the way he is. What do you need the surgery for? So that's a question. Is that tikkun al pi halacha? Is that really considered the misakin mana min haTorah? We mentioned yesterday that there's a gigantic Tosfos in Yuma that goes on and on and on. On Lamed Dalet, Amid Beis, I think it was. Goes to Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph. Very long Tosfos. So in the middle of Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah in Sukkah says, this is in Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei Aleph. So the Mishnah in Sukkah says, if you have a Hodos she'anavav merubim me'alav. Once in a while you see this, when they sell the hadasim and aravas, you have a lot of berries on the hadas. Usually they pull them off before the customers come. Why should people see a parcel of hadas? But sometimes they'll show it to you. So the din is, if you pulled off the berries, there's no problem, it's kosher. But if you didn't pull off the berries, and if anavav merubim me'alav has more berries than it has leaves, so then it's puzzle. And then it says, ve'imimat imiyaton kosher. If you pulled off enough berries, and now you have more leaves than you have berries, it's no longer anavim merubim me'alav, you don't have more berries than you have leaves, then it'll be kosher. Miyaton is kosher. However, the Mishnah says, ve'imimat imiyaton. You're not allowed to pull off berries on yontif, because it's misakin manan. Because before it was a pasul ahadas, now it's a kosher ahadas. So if you ask a goy, I'll pull off the berries and I'll ask the goy, what do you say? Did I accomplish something? He said, what do you accomplish? Looks good with or without. Looks just as good with or without. There is no tikma al pidin. This was a kosher ahadas and this is a pasul ahadas. But Tosis claims that that's only misakin manim midirabbanim. Because it's only a tikkun al pi halacha, it's not a tikkun in mitzias. Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the page there, daf lamed hem and aleph and yuma, Rabbi Kiveger refers you to the Mordechai, quotes the Rav Yoh, who says not so, that Eimimatim Yontav is a Malacha Deraisa. So that's a fundamental machlokes, whether a tikkun, that's only a tikkun al pidin, it's not really a tikkun in Metzius. The Malacha considers it better now than it was before. The Tosfos says that that's not called, that's not Misakamana Deraisa, and the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoh, who thinks that it is Misakamana Deraisa. Tefillah and a mikveh, right? So the Gemara just says it's a misakin manah midirabbanan, right? Why shouldn't it be an isa deraisa? I don't know. It's a good tatayne. If you hold like the Mordechai, there's a whole sugya in Beitza about being toivel. The Mishnah says beferish, you're not allowed to be toivel kelim tameyim midirabbanan. If a kli is tummy, a toivel and a mikveh, make it tohar. That's awesome midirabbanan. But Adam, since the whole Isa was only midirabbanan, to be toivel, the misakin manah of removing tumah is only midirabbanan. So the Gemara says they only prohibited it if it's nikkur. So to take a kli from my house to be toivel in the mikveh, that's very noticeable. I'm going to be toivel in the mikveh, the Gemara says nirah kemekar. Maybe he just wants to cool off. Whatever, it's nirah kemekar, so it's not so conspicuous, so they never made an Isa derabbanan. So you see, if not sugya, that the worst it could be is only a misakin manah derabbanan. Right, that's a good tataina. How can the Mordechai quote the Rav Yoh that says that it's their rice?
Maybe by suspending, you're not changing anything on the kli. On the adas, if they call the navav, and the other case, like the Trumas Maestros, you're taking away a little bit. But in the paskin, you're not changing at all. So maybe you're not changing at all, so that's just their bottom.
Okay, that could be. Gotta say something. Okay. So some Rishonim say that performing the Bris Mila on Shabbos, it's clear in the Gemara that it's a Malacha Deraisa, to perform a Bris Mila. That's on Kuvav Amaral. It's not a Derabbanan. It's a Malacha Deraisa. The Shabbos, what is the Malacha? So some Rishonim reading Gemara, Mali Lesakin Mila, Mali Lesakin Kli. Just like Tikkun Mana is a Malacha Deraisa, so Tikkun Mana Ba'odom is also a Malacha Deraisa, and on a Jewish baby has a Bris Mila. If you make a Bris Mila on a Goyish baby, He can't eat Korban Pesach anyway. You didn't change anything. On a Jewish baby, if you perform a Bris Mila, that'll be a Mesakin Mana Malacha. So this is questionable. It's only a Tikkun Al Pidin. It's not according to the Tosfos. Eimimata Miyantav, the worst it could be is only the Rabbanan. So Tosfos will not agree. This is one Rishon learns like that. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Malacha is Mesakin Mana. The Gemara is trying to figure out, there is some malacha or another, is it misakin or mekalkel? So the Gemara says, it's misakin, it's not mekalkel. But what is the malacha? You don't necessarily have to read the Gemara. The simple reading, the Gemara just explained why it's not mekalkel, why it's misakin. And that thing will tell you what the malacha is. So what are the other alternatives? How can you learn otherwise? Pashta says that you assume that Bris Mila has three parts to it. You have to have Mila and Priya. There are two skins. There's the thick skin that covers over the orla, and then you have the thin membrane. So until the days of Gilgal, after they crossed over the Yarden, the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, it says, Yishuv Molas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. They had to perform a second Bris Mila on all the Jewish people. They had a Bris Mila in the Midbar. They had to perform a second Bris Mila. What is it to do a second Bris Mila? Once you cut off the orla, there's nothing left. Mar says, no, because from the days of Avram Avinu till the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they only did Milah, they only cut off the Or HaOrla, they didn't have to cut off the Or HaPriya, the thinner membrane that's below. Shuv Malas Bnei Sol Shenis, from Mikan al Abba, you have to do, in addition to the Milah, you have to do Priya as well. So the Zohar says, the question whether we should accept the Zohar, the Mishkanah Sankev quotes from the Zohar. Mishkanah Sankev every so often quotes a Zohar in his tshuva. That's why there's a tshuva that's in the Mishkanah Sankev that was mistakenly identified as a tshuva by Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So after Rav Chaim Volozhiner died, they quickly put together a volume of tshuvas of his, and they by mistake they put in a tshuva by the Mishkanah Yankiv. It was already printed by the Mishkanah Yankiv during his own lifetime. So obviously it's his tshuva. So by mistake they thought that it was Rav Chaim Volozhiner's tshuva. So it's a dead giveaway that it's not Rav Chaim Volozhiner's. Because Rav Chaim Volozhiner never quotes the Zohar to bring about a point in halacha. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, whenever he quotes a Gemara with a Tosfos, he says, Daf so and so, Daf in the Omer, and Tosfos Dibra Maschal. Mishkanah Yankiv said, there's a Tosfos in the beginning of Erevin, there's a Tosfos in the end of Nida. He doesn't tell you where. So you can tell by the tshuva that it's the tshuva about the green esrogim. The Hasidim insist that the esrog has to be green because that's what it says in the Zohar. It's a Hida mitzvah to have a green esrog. I remember there was a boy in my shia who spent a fortune of money to buy a green esrog. And then he showed me, we were in Eretz Yisrael once on Sukkot, and then he showed me the beautiful esrog that I get. I told him, it's pasul. It's green, it's pasul. Yorik Karsim, I'm as green like a green. The Chassidim hold that that's a mile. So the Mishkanah Yankiv was a rabbi in Karlin. They used to fight with the Karlin Chassidim a lot. So every so often he has a tshuva to disagree with the Hasidim. So he has a ganze tshuva to explain that the green esrogim is a mistake. You're not supposed to, green esrogim are not kosher. You're not yoytzim. When the Zohar says it should be yorik, yorik means yellow and brown. The word yorik kakarsi means green. Yorik alone just means brown or yellow. It's beferish gemara like that. So the Zohar, quoted by the Mishkanah Yankiv in one of his tshuvas, says that there are three parts to the bris milah. You need milah or priya. From the days of Avraham Avinu until the days of Yeshua ben Nun, you only need milah. That's the Gemara in the first daf in Perikah Oral in Yevamos. And shuv molis bnei Yisrael sheinis in the city Gilgal, then you need milah priya. And the third part is hatofas dam. You always need dam. It's not so clear in the Gemara that is so. In the Gemara, one could have understood, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that Atofas Dam is only needed as a substitute when you can't perform a bris milah. Let's say the baby was born Nerlad Mahul. The baby was born, every so often the baby is born, he doesn't have an Orla. It didn't develop on the body. So the Gemara has a machlaikas, and we pass, and you have to do Atofas Dam bris. Or let's say the bris milah was done bipsul. Bris milah was done before the eighth day, or the bris milah was done by a nachri, or the bris milah was done by Laila, so it's possible even by the Evid. So we paskin in all those cases, a different opinion, we paskin in all the cases when the milah was done by psul, someone has to repeat it later to do hatofas dam bris. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's Pashim Shatling, hatofas dam bris is not an integral part of every bris milah, you have to have hatofas dam bris. You only need hatofas dam bris if you can't do the milah. If you can't do the proper milah as a substitute for the milah, either the baby was nala and mahul, or the milah was done bipsul, then you need atavas dam bris. But if you're doing a milah bismana, who says that you need dam? So years ago, here in America, one of the moilim developed a gumko clamp. They would put a clamp on the that part of the baby's body to 15 minutes before the bris. So when they would perform the bris milah, no blood would come out. There wouldn't be any blood. So it's nicer. People don't like to see blood spilling all over the place. So the Agudas Rabbanim used to be an Agudas Rabbanim years ago. Used to have many European Rabbanim, Talmid HaChacham. So they came out, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have this clamp because HaTofas HaDam Bris is an integral part of the Bris Milah, as it says in the Mishkanah Yankiv, quoting from the Zohar, that every Bris Milah has to have three parts, Milah and Priya, to cut off the Or HaOrla, to cut off the Or HaPriya, and you always have to have HaTofas HaDam. Rav Moshe said that you always do have HaTofas HaDam, even when you use the clamp, there is going to be dam. Later on, when they do the bris, there won't be any dam. But 5 minutes later, there'll be a little dam is coming out. There's always going to be HaTofas HaDam. So, but the evidence is good. The whole tumult that they made was lahatchila, that you should have that tafas adam right away. So many assume that what's the malacha involved in cutting off? What's the malacha involved in doing a bris milah on Shabbos? So many assume chayvel is the malacha, because chayvel, if you cause bleeding, the Gemara says that's a malacha deraisa. We're not sure exactly what the malacha is. Rashi says chayvel is tzoveya, and the Rambam says chayvel is a tolda dedosh, like squeezing out the chelus from the chalazon, or squeezing out the milk from the cow. So squeezing out the dam from the balchai is a tolda dedosh. That's what the Rambam says, and usually we assume like Taisus that chavala is a malacha of netilas and shama shochei, because malikot lekula malikot lepalgi ki adam hu anefesh. The blood circulation keeps the balchai alive, and malikot l'kula, if you would kill the whole organism, that would be a hashoichin until it's neshama. So malikot l'kula, malikot l'palga, it's also malach. So many assume that's the malach. And then the chiddush is, there's a shita mukubetzes in the first parak in Ksuvis. There are a few lines of the Gemara there about a couple just got married, and the shaylas, are they permitted to have bir rishayin on Shabbos? They probably will be bleeding. So the Gemara there discusses a little bit Hilchas Shabbos, a little bit Malacha Shabbos. So the Shit Mekubetzes there has an interesting insight. He thinks that the malacha involved in performing a bris milah is gozes, because he's cutting off the or harlo. So the Dvar Avraham has a tshuva where he asks, gozes? If I cut off someone's arm, that's gozes. Gozes means I shear off the wool. I cut off the hair. A person needs a haircut. You cut off the hair. You cut off the fingernails. You cut off a yabela, something that's attached to the body. But not if you cut off an integral part of the body. Cut off a finger here. Everyone is born with an or ha'orlo. So what are you cutting off? It's a mitzvah to cut off the or ha'orlo. So why should that be gozes? So he comes to the conclusion, if you'll perform a circumcision on a non-Jewish baby, that's like cutting off a finger. That's not oimidli gozes. So that's not gozes. He says, if you perform a bris milah on a Jewish baby, he thinks that it's oimidli gozes. On a Jewish baby, it's considered something that's attached to the body, not actually part of the body. Attached to the body and supposed to be removed, like the hair or like the fingernails. But if you perform a circumcision on a goyish body, goyish baby, he thinks there wouldn't be a malacha of gozes. So that's gozes is a malacha. Okay, shaila is gozes. Let's say a person has a leather jacket, and there are hairs on the leather jacket. He pulls off some of the hairs from the leather jacket. Would that be a violation of gozes? It's gozes only when the animal is still alive. So just like this coat there, if something grew from the ground, so you detach it, so it had vegetative life. So if you detach it, so that's coat there. There's netilas neshama if you have an animal, either a human being or an animal, and you kill the animal. That's netilas neshama, that's if there's an animal or human life. Then there's kotzer if there's vegetative life. And then there's gozes if there's an animal, and you're not killing the animal, you have hair growing. The hair is dead matter. No, the hair, the fingernails, is dead matter. Like Tosis writes in Bava Kamma, in the first parak in Bava Kamma, that a mace is also b'hanoah, only applies to the b'sara mace. Ser hamace, Tosis holds, is not also b'hanoah. Why? Because it was dead matter while the person was alive. The b'sara hamace was alive when the person was alive, when he dies, and now it's dead. So that's called a mace, is also b'hanoah. The hair and the fingernails were dead matter while the person was alive also. It wasn't alive. But it's growing, so that there's a malach of gozes, but it's not considered a mace, that it should be asa b'hanoah. When they first started making sheitlin, in the early 1800s, when they first came out with sheitlin, Chassam Sofer was very opposed to the sheitlin. He left in his tavor that he doesn't want any of his descendants to wear sheitlin. So when they first made the sheitlin, they used to take off hair from dead bodies. Non-Jewish people used to give permission to Jewish people, never did it. But non-Jews couldn't care less, so they would, for money, they would agree. So they used to cut off any woman who had died with long hair, they would shave off all the hair from the dead body and sell it to the Jews for an amount of money. So there was a double shaila. A mace is osabano. What about mace yakum? Mace yakum are also osabano or not? So Tais is there in Baba Kama, and the first parak thinks mace yakum amuta bano. And the Shulchan Aruch, it says mace yakum are osabano. Shaila is it minatorim and the rabbonim. So that was one issue. Mace yakum osabano. And then the other issue was what the ser hamace is osabano. So Tais is there in Baba Kama, and the first parak in Baba Kama says ser hamace is muta bano. And this really depends on two girsas in the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Erechin. The end of the first parak in Erechin, the Gemara talks about Seir HaMeis. And you look in the back of the Gemara, the Cheshek Shlomo points out that the Rishonim clearly had two girsas, whether Seir HaMeis is also Bahanoam in HaTorah or not. Yes, yeah, so getting back over here...
Was the Psalms over composition due to the Hana issue or other...
He was chayshish for the Hanoah also, yeah. He didn't like it. The whole idea of covering the hair, that the woman shouldn't be too appealing to other men. So you're going to wear a sheitel, she's going to look sometimes better than her own hair. He was opposed on that idea also. But the first opposition was really because Amesa is also Hanoah. Now they have synthetic material. They have expensive sheitling taka from here. They sometimes take the hair from living people. But then the original sheitling that they made were from dead bodies.
Does she typically bet, I think, Suez not think that person is chayvah? Or is he just saying...
Right, he thinks it's not chayvah. It's a question, how can he be chayvah? Chayvah would only be a malacha deraisa, the way we paskin, if it's a malacha, tzvicha legufa. Anyone's going to use the blood? Is that a tzvicha legufa? So somehow the fact that you needed to fulfill the mitzvah, if you follow the Zohar, that every bris milah has to consist of three parts, milah and tefillah, and hatofas dam, so you're fulfilling a mitzvah by having the dam come out. So even though you're not going to use the dam at all, maybe that's considered using the dam. Maybe that's called the malacha tzvicha legufa. So that's the Ram interprets a Tosfos in the first parak in Ksubas as saying that. There's an obscure line in a Tosfos Yesta Kasha. They give a teretz, and there's something missing. They leave something hanging, unclear in the Taisus. So the Dvar Avraham says, that's the missing line in Taisus. That's what they meant to say. That makes into the Melacha Tzvicha Legufa. The fact that you fulfill a mitzvah by having the Hatof Hazdam, that itself causes it to be considered Tzvicha Legufa. That's a big machlokes later. Is that really true? That you fulfill a mitzvah? Let's say a relative dies on Shabbos. You're not supposed to rip Kriya. Well, if it dies on Yom Tov, also you don't rip Kriya. A Chalamayit, the din is, the Mishnah says on Chalamayit, one has to rip Kriya. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't rip Kriya. Some have a minig, there are more quotes, some have a minig, they only rip Kriya on Chalamayit if it's a parent who died. If it's a different relative, you don't rip Kriya. So the Ramah says, if that's the minig on Mokum, you follow it, but the Meikir Adin is not really correct. So if you live in a community where there's no minig, don't adopt that minig. He's not going to declare that it's a minik shtus, that even when they have the minik, they shouldn't do it. But he says, Mikra Adin, it's really not right. So, on Chalamayit, you do rip Kriya. So the Mishnah has a discussion, what if a person did rip Kriya on Shabbos? So we don't consider a mitzvah Baba Avera, he's Yotze the mitzvah. So the question is he Chayv Mishum Korea? Usually Korea is Mekalkal, unless it's Korea Amanos Litvar. But over here, he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah, so maybe that's called misakein. And is that called tzvicha legufa? The fact that he's fulfilling a mitzvah, he's not going to use the kera, he uses the kera to fulfill a mitzvah. Is that called tzvicha legufa? So you got to learn the Gemara. Kufayim beis, Rashi, Taisus. Horab Yudah, Horab Shimon. The Gemara does introduce malachah shein tzvicha legufa. So there's a discussion over there whether fulfillment of a mitzvah constitutes a malachah tzvicha legufa. So the Dvar Avraham's interpretation of this Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubas, that the Melocha, the reason why you're not allowed to perform a Milah Shel Bizman on Shabbos is because there's a Melocha. What Melocha? So Tosfos seems told that the Melocha is Netilas Neshama because of the Chovel, the bleeding. So why is that a Melocha? He's not going to use the Dam? Let's say someone cuts off the fingernails and throws them in the garbage. So Tosfos says that that's going to be a Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. It's not going to be there. I said, someone takes a haircut and they throw the hair in the garbage. They're not going to save the hair. So Tosfos says that's a malacha. She'ein svicha lagufa. Here, the Tosfos is on Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis. Aval bekli devir hakol chayiv. If you cut your nails with a nail cutter, you're chayiv. So Taisa says, but you're going to throw the nails in the garbage. It's ain't svicha legufa. So Taisa says, according to Rabbi Yudah, all ain't svicha legufa is deraisa, you'll be chayiv. But if you all like Rabbi Shimon, that's how most of the Rishonim paskin, ain't svicha legufa is only the rabbanon. So then Taisa says, if you cut off the wart, or you cut off the fingernails, you cut off the hair, you throw it in the garbage. By little children, sometimes you give them the first haircut, so you save the locket, you save the hair, and you put it away, and you keep it with their pictures, and maybe that's a malachat tzvicha legufa. But noik shabbalim, by normal people, when they cut the hair, they throw the hair out in the garbage. So that's going to be an ain't tzvicha legufa. So that's what Taisus asks. So when you perform the bris milah, who's going to use the dam? Who wants the dam? So Taisus gives an answer that's unclear. So the Mishkan is Yankev, so the Dvar Avraham says that's what they meant to say. Taisus holds like the Mishkan is Yankev Zohar, that you need three parts to the bris milah, milah and priya in hatof hasdam. And because you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of milah by doing the hatof hasadam, even you don't plan to use that dam for anything. It's going to be halach leibud, but still, that's called tzvicha legufa. That's considered I'm using the dam to fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah. So those are the three shittas. What's the malacha involved in? And milah on Shabbos, if you do a milah shalai bismana, but there's no hetter, what's the malacha? So somehow there's misakin mana, that's how they read the Gemara, mali the sakin milah, mali the sakin kli, that's on kuvav and menalef, and others said that it's a malacha of chovel, chavola, the dam, hatafas hadam is the malacha, and that's called the tzvicha legufa, chiddush, because you mekayim the mitzvah, and you assume that it's an integral part of the milah, that every milah has to have three parts, milah, priya, and atafa sadan. And the third shita is that the malacha is gozes. Yeah. So here, the Meiri quotes the Rashi here. On Ayin Dalet on the base, we don't have it in Rashi. Other Rishonim also quoted there. Zerua. Other Rishonim quote the Rashi that this. Well, the Gemara quote Tana Rabbanan, Atosefta and Pergud. Hatola Shas Hakonaf is Chayv Chatos. So the Gemara says, Tola Chayv Mishim gozes. So they had a Rashi, which we don't have. They had a Rashi that says, Tolish men achai. Only if the animal is alive. Once the animal is dead, then there's no Isser of Gozes. Gozes is a form of Netilis Neshama. The Netilis Neshama, Shochet, is the real Netilis Neshama if a person is alive or an animal is alive and you kill the animal. Or you cause bleeding, so Tesa says, Ki Adam ha'anefesh, malikot lakula, malikot lapalga. It's also called Netilis Neshama. So that's when you have a neshama of an animal or a human being. That's shochet netilas neshama. Then if you have something growing from the ground, that's kotzer, so that's vegetative life. And then you have, if you shear off the wool from an animal, or you cut off the nails, or you cut off the wart, it's the nails are dead material to begin with, but it's menachai. So in a certain sense, it is a little bit of an Atilis Neshama. It's a little bit of an Atilis Neshama. So that's a definition of Gozes. But if the animal is dead already, let's say the person is dead, and then the Chevek Kadisha gives him a haircut. He looks awful. So they cut his nails. So would that be Gozes? They cut the nails from a dead body. Would that be a malacha of Gozes? Or do you say, no, Gozes is only Menachai. So they have a Rashi on this daf, which we don't have, that... Atolish is hakonaf, notzigdola min knafa of. So they have one more word, min knafa of achai. The Miri calls the Gdoli Rabbanim. He always refers to Rashi as Gdoli Rabbanim. So he had the Girsa and Rashi. The Azaru also quotes it. That Rashi and Adab says, min hakonaf achai, min of achai. So they all ask that it's against the Yerushalmi and against the Tosefta. Yerushalmi quotes the Tosefta, that it says, beferish, that a goz is min ashelach. Shelach means a hide. A piece of skin that you took from a dead animal. It says beferish, "Gozes min hashelach is a malacha deraisa." So the Eglital, the Avnei Nezer, wants to say it's a machlekes the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Rashi held that the Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi, and most assume that it's a Rashi, a questionable Rashi. The Tosefta and Yerushalmi said "Gozes min hashelach is a malacha deraisa." That really, according to them, it really has nothing to do with Ntilus Neshama. Let's say you have apples growing on a tree. Let's say you have apples growing on a tree, and you pluck off the apples on Shabbos, but the apples are fully grown. If you leave them on the tree, they're not going to continue to grow. They'll start to rot. An esrog, if you leave it on three, gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They show you an esrog that's gigantic, the size of a watermelon, or bigger. Esrog hador, the Gemara says, pre-eight hador. What does it mean? A play on words. Hador be'ilonai, mishana l'shan. You can leave the esrog from year to year. And it's not like an apple or a pear or an orange is going to start to rise. Just keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So let's say you have, if you have fruits that are growing on a tree, and if you leave it on a tree, it'll grow, it'll continue to grow. So that's kotzer, that I understand is kotzer. What if the fruits are fully ripened, and they're not going to continue to grow? They'll start to rot. If you're going to leave it on the tree, they'll start to rot. So that's called anovim ha'omdim libotzer. And the Gemara has a machlokes whether anovim ha'omdim libotzer is dinim kikarka. Usually we have a din, kalam mechubala karka, dinim kikarka. What if the thing that's mechuba lekarka is amidli kotzer, amidli botzer? It already stopped growing. It's not going to develop anymore. So they also say that it's that mechuba lekarka dina kekarka. They say no. Once it's amidli botzer, since it's no longer dina kekarka. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So Tosis points out somewhere in Bava Metzia. Anybody remember where the Tosis is? Where? Good enough. Okay. Thanks. Close. Doesn't look like it's good days. Here it is. Kuf on the base. Kuf on the base. Okay. That is correct. The last Tesis on Kuf on the base on the bottom. So Tesis says the machlekes hatanaim of lechuba lekarka dina kekarka applies if it's Aimidli Kotzer, Aimidli Botzer, is still Dina Kekarka or not, doesn't apply to Shabbos. Avolin in Shabbos, Modu Kuliyam, all the Tanaim agree, the Lab Kibitzur is Dam, you have Toilish Chayev, if you pluck off the pears on Shabbos when they're fully ripened, you are Chayev. Aye, but if you say Kotzer is a Psashtikala form of Natilis Neshama, so why are you Chayev? So no, this is fully ripened, but the tree is still alive. What if the whole tree is dead? Let's say the tree was hit by lightning and the tree is dead. Nothing else is going to grow in the tree. And then you pluck off the pears. That's a big discussion. There's a Gemara Chulin that talks about the end of Chulin. And that's a big discussion in the Rishon, what the din is. There's a Tosfos in the end of Shabbos about that also. Are you still Chai Mishum Kotzer on Shabbos? Maybe Kotzer is a form of Natilas Neshama. It's a vegetative life. It's not animal life, vegetative life. So maybe it's only at least if the tree is still alive, the branch is still alive. Let's say the whole tree is dead. The whole tree was hit by lightning. The whole tree is dead. So some Rishonim hold beferish that there's no isa there of kotzer.
I mean, how do we quantify like vegetative life? I mean, once we go to like the mineral level, I mean, then maybe we should just say just the fruit, or maybe we should be looking at like the carbon atoms. Like, how do we quantify that?
Well, the Gemara said, Zaymer betzorch leitzim yechayv kotzer on the wood. We consider the wood a pri. That was one pshat in Tosfos, only if it's tzorich leitzim. If he doesn't need the eitzim, then it's not called the pri. It's only called the pri if it's the actual apple or the pear, so then it's kotzer. But if he's chopping off the branch itself, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't tzvicha l'guf as their eisa, would also agree that you have to be tzorich leitzim, otherwise it's not called the pri. There are different ways to read the Tosfos there. Yeah?
If you lose it to Shaya, even after the animal or whatever is dead. So if I have a wolf thread and I rip it in two on Shabbos, am I chayav mishum gozias?
No.
Part of the thread from the other?
No. Gozias means you shear it off from... If I cut the hair already, then I cut the hair again. I already cut my hair off, then I take the scissors and I cut the hair that's detached. That's not gozias means you're detaching it from the animal. So if I'm wearing a leather jacket, the Taz says, la'alochen, mechaber writes, ha'gozias ben ha'shelach. Mechaber quotes that Tosefta. Agozes menashel. Ashelach means the hide from a dead animal is a malocha deraisa. So the Taz writes, people have to be careful. If they wear a leather jacket, they shouldn't stop playing around with their hair, because if by mistake they'll pull off a hair. They did a malocha of gozes.
In other words,
if it's not intentionally, it'll be misase.
Yeah,
okay.
No, if he wants to take it off, he has a reason. No,
right.
He wants to fix it up. So
then it's misase. Right? Otherwise, it'll be misase. Okay.
So what's the leather jacket's not the entire height of the animal. What if you just have part of it? Where's the what's the limit?
I mean, how how large a piece of leather does it have to be that if you rip off the thing? I don't know. Good question. Sure, Mar, always a good question. Yeah. If he doesn't beautify, so it'll be ein tzricha legufa, but it's still a malacha. Tosis says that Tosis we just read before in Tzadik, where was it? Tzadik Dalet on the base. Avo bekli de rehaklachai. Tosis says if you cut off nails with a nail cutter, you throw it in the garbage, that's called malacha shein tzricha legufa. So the Ramban and the Rivosh and Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban and the Rivosh disagree, but Tosis they hold no, that if you cut off the nails, if you want your nails to look better, you feel that the nails look funny because they're too long. Cut off the nails to beautify the body, so that is called tzvicha legufa. Doesn't have to be tzvicha legufa on the nails. Tzvicha legufa, let's say the person has long hair and he takes a haircut, and now he looks better. So he doesn't, he's not going to use the hair that was detached. The Tosfos holds that saying tzvicha legufa. And the Ramban and the Rivosh that they quote hold that that is called tzvicha legufa because he looks better now. It is called tzvicha legufa. But if he's going to cut off the hair and not intend to use it and not beautify himself, it'll still be a malacha, it'll be a tzvicha legufa, still be an isa malacha.
Would Rashi also consider that a malacha, shein tzvicha legufa, because he'd rather not have nails at all? He'd rather not have the hair, he'd rather just have short nails and short hair. Not to assume just actively, is that just considered being mace or something, which is bad and not to.
I don't know. If you use Rashi's definition of ein tzvicha legufa, how would it apply here? I don't know. That's a good question. Got to think. We're so used to thinking in terms of Tosfos, we don't even work anything out according to Rashi. I don't know. So that's a question. When it says Atolos Shesakonov, so a few Rishonim had in Rashi, Nertzik Dolem in Knafa of Achai, that Rashi seems to hold only from Achai, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosefta in Yerushalmi Befer Shagoses Ben Hashelach is Chayv Katos. It's a deraisa. The Abnei Eliezer wants to say maybe it's a machlekes. Rashi holds the Bavli is cholik on Yerushalmi, but it's usually not assumed like that. It's a problematic use in the Rashi. Yeah. What does the Gemara have over here? Good. The first wide line. Hagoses Hatzemer Hamalabno Amr Rabbi Yechonah Hatoyve Tzemer Shalgad Bebeim B'Shabbes Chayv Shalosh Chatos. He accomplishes gozes, he accomplishes menapets, and he accomplishes tovet. He does all three in one shot. But it's chilik malachas, so it's chayv shalosh chatos. And we don't paskin like that. We don't accept Rabbi Yechonah's opinion because it's kalach hayad. Whenever you do a malacha on Shabbos, that's kalach hayad, ayde shinui, so that lowers it to the level of a derabon. That's the shaila we discussed the other day. If you do a malacha deraisa ayde shinui, is that considered a malacha mederabon, or is that considered only a gzera mederabon? So that was the shadow. What's the din of a chodesh ha'im bo sakana? For a chodesh ha'im bo sakana, basically we allow one to violate all gzeres derabbanan. We don't allow malachas derabbanan. We only allow one to violate gzeres derabbanan. So the Eglital quoted from the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that he said, and the Eglital said that's what it says in the Ramban. He said that the Shulchan Aruch says halacha kedei hashlishis, that to do a malacha deraisa de shinui is muta for chodesh ha'im b'sakana. Why? Because it's not even a malacha merabban, it's only a gzera. And the Mishnah Brura, Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chas, quoted the Mishnah Brura, quotes the Magen Avraham, who didn't understand it like that. And that was the Eglei Tal's Taina. He didn't have a Ramban. He guessed wrong what the Ramban said. But that's a fundamental machlek. There's one who does a malacha deraisa, kalacha yad, like over here. In derech zizah bekach, in derech menabz bekach, in tevib, in derech tviyah bekach. So it's only the Rabbanon. What is it? Is it a malacha mid the Rabbanon or is it a gzeir mid the Rabbanon? So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Ein derech ziza bekach, ein derech tvi bekach, ein derech tanya mishmei derech nechemia. The Pasuk says that in the Mishkan, days of the Mishkan, cholisha chokhman slaib yadel tovu eso izim. So they had a tradition, they did the tefillah while it was still attached to the back of the animal. So how can you tell me that it's kalach hayad? Kalacha Yad is potter on Shabbos. Why? Because you lack Malachas Mashevet. Whenever you do a Malacha, Yidei Shinus, I lack Malachas Mashevet. Where's the original Pasuk of Malachas Mashevet? The Gemara Chagiga, in the end of the first parak, points out that the Torah never says Malachas Mashevet in connection with Shabbos. It only says it in connection with Malachas HaMishkan. But because all the Malachas of Shabbos are established based on Malachas HaMishkan, so we assume that the concept of Malachas Mashevet carries over also the Shabbos. If you do a Malach on Shabbos lacking Malach Mashevis, it won't be there, I said. The maximum it'll be is going to be a Derabbanan. So here it says that the women did Tavu Eseizim. They did it while it was on the back of the animal. And the Pasuk says they had to do Malachas HaMishkan, Malachas Mashevis. So if we accept Rav Kahane that this is Kalach HaYad, so how would they Yoytze HaChonas HaMishkan? So all Asiyas HaMishkan is supposed to be Malachas Mashevis. So the Gemara says, Alma Tviya Gabi Behem Meshmot Tviya. And for the Gemara, Chachmi Serishaini. What do you mean, Chachmi Serishaini? So Rashi is bothered about that. So Rashi writes, Kirchsivach Aloisha Chachma Slave. They had Chachmi Yisera. So if an woman knows how to do it, expert knows how to do it, and he does Tviya Gabi Behema, it's not Kalahayat. It is Malachas Mashevis. So if an woman will do it on Shabbos, it'll also be Malachas Mashevis. Avalahed Yotain Darka Bekach, Lahavi Kalahayat. So Rashi answers, you need Malachas Machshebes for the Asiyas HaMishkan. And if you do Asiyas HaMishkan Kalacha Yad, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah properly. But over here, they were umnim. The women, as it says, Chalisha Chachma slave. They had Chachma Yisev, they were umnim. So if a woman knows how to do it like an expert, and he does it on the Behema, it is Kedarka. For Hedyut, it'll be Potter. So Rashi explains it. Taisa sounds like they disagree with Rashi. Taisa doesn't say a Numan does it is chayiv, a hedya does it is potter. Taisa says chachmi seri shiny v'hos my son bapa died to make so kaladam, and it doesn't count. So you get the impression from Taisa that they don't agree with Rashi, that even if a Numan will do it, it's also batla daita. That's what it means, batla daita. I always do it like this, but most people don't do it like that. So even though that by me it's kedarkai, so you say batla daita. I carry things on my head. I carry things, the Arabs carry, the Arab women carry heavy packages on the head. So the Gemara says, Anshe Hutzal, in the city, Hutzal used to carry things on the head. So the Gemara said, that's not normal, even though all the people in Hutzal did it, Batal Daita, Meitzal Das, called Merodim, it's called Kalachayad. Even though the whole city did like that, it's still called Kalachayad. So Taisa sounds like they're saying that the women who have the Chochmi Yisair is Batal Daita, not like Rashi. So according to Taisa Pelos, how would the Yoytzi Asiyas HaMishkan? The original din of Malachas Mashevis was formulated by the Mishkan. We carried over also to Hilcha Shabbos. Also. But the original Pasuk, the Gemara Chagiga points out, the original Pasuk of Malachas Mashevis says by the Mishkan. So if Taisa is going to say Batla Daitam, even if an Uman does it, also called Kalach Hayad, because Batla Daitam, so the women weren't Yotze the Mitzvah. The women weren't Yotze the Mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan properly, because they did it in a fashion other than Malachas Mashevis. Rashi, for him, Rashi says, if a woman does it, it is kedarka. But Tosis Taina should be batla daitam. There's a din, Kalach Hayad on Shabbos is much more inclusive than a Kola Terkula. The Eglei Tal has, and the Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay about this. You have in other areas of halacha also. Sometimes you have a din that if you do shaloi kedarkai, so it doesn't count for an aveira, it doesn't count. But in Hilchos Shabbos, it's even more so. So the Eglei Tal wants to say that what's added on in Hilchos Shabbos, it's clear in the Gemara that Kalach Hayad is in Hilchos Shabbos is based on Malachas Mashevis. It must be that something is added on. Or we call it Tarkulis. The Eglei Tal wants to say the following distinction. And you got to check to see all over Shas whether it's correct. He says, in Kol HaTarkula, there'll be a din of Kalach Hayad if I did it in an unusual fashion and it came out unusually. Let's say I'll write a Sefer Torah with my left hand and it'll be a sloppy mess. It won't look normal. If I write with my left hand, I'm a righty. If I write with my left hand, it's not going to look good. So that can be a din. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if a righty writes this Sefer Torah with his left hand, it's puzzle. You're not talking about Hilchos Shabbos. You're saying a din and call it Tarkula. So the Beis Yosef has a chiddush that the ksiva has to be kedarkam and call it Tarkula also. In Hilchos Shabbos, let's say I'll turn on the light. So normally I turn on the light, I turn the switch with my finger. On Shabbos I'm not allowed to do that, so I'll do kalacha yad, so I'll do it with my elbow. But the result is going to be 100% exactly the same as if I would have done it with my finger. It's not like writing with my left hand is going to be a sloppy mess. So he wants to say there's a difference. That in Kol HaTorah Kula sometimes you have aloha of kalacha yad, that's if there's a shinui and a nifal. The result is different. It's not as good as it would have normally been. Let's say Hamavashal Bechama. So Rashi writes in Perikira, when the Gemara says Bishal Bechama is not called Bishal, not for Shabbos purposes and not for Basa Bechala purposes. Let's say I cook meat with milk, Mavashal Bechama, and I cook Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says if you do Bishal Bechama, it's not called Bishal, not for Shabbos. And it's not called Bishul for Basa B'cholov, and it's not called Bishul for Korban Pesach. Why? So Rashi said, because Mabashul B'chama is not normal. Ein Dach B'Yishul B'kach. So there, the result is probably going to be different. The food that's cooked with a fire is probably going to taste different from the food cooked in the sun. The Nifal is going to be different. So the Eglital claims like that. Whenever there's a Shino in a Nifal, the result is different. So sometimes that applies even in Kol HaTorah Kula, that Ayude Shino doesn't count. But whenever the nifal is the same, just the difference in the poyel, the way he did it, he turned on the light by moving his elbow. But the light goes on exactly the same as if he would have used his finger. So the difference is only in the poyel, not in the nifal. That's the melitza that the Eglital uses. So then he thinks that's a unique din of Hilchos Shabbos. That's only based on the pasuk of Malachas Machshavas Asvatur. That's really a shaila. The Gemara says, Hamavashal Bechamo is mutter. Mutter menater, mutter mederabonim. Hamavasha betold us chama, that's a machlekes hatanan. We paskan, that's also midirabonim. Told us chama means like this. Let's say I have a frying pan that I held on the fire. And the frying pan, empty frying pan, and the frying pan is burning hot. Then I take it off of the stove, and I crack open an egg, and I leave it there. And the frying pan is so hot, the egg gets cooked because of the heat of the frying pan. So that's mavasha betold us aish. If I put an egg on top of the fire, that's mevashal be'esh, mevashal be'ur, aleph of resh. There's a word or, and there's a word ur. The word or means light, and the word ur means fire. Luchu ba'aru be'ur eshchem. Go burn in Gehenna. The Pandanovi says, ur. Ur is a fire, and or is a light. So if you're mevashal be'esh, that's bishal de'raisa. And mevashal be'toldus ha'esh is also bishal de'raisa, alpi pashtus. I have a frying pan, which is burning hot on the fire, then I take it off the fire. Then I crack open an egg. So it's a mevashel b'toldus ha'esh, is also their ice. A mevashel b'chama is het ha'gomer. They never made an ice in the Rabbanah, because it's not derech, ein derech b'yishul b'kach, Rashi writes. What about a mevashel b'toldus ha'chama? I have a frying pan, I have two frying pans. One frying pan was on top of the burner in the kitchen, and it's burning hot. The other frying pan was outside in the sun in the Sahara Desert, and it's also burning hot. Then I take in a habanero. Then I take in the frying pan from outside. I take the other frying pan from the fire, the one next to the other. And they're burning hot, both burning hot. I crack open an egg on this one, crack open an egg on this one. So this will be bishul deraisa, because this is toldos ha'esh. And the other one is going to be mutter. Toldos ha'chama is going to be mutter, because bishul b'chama is kalach ha'yad, is al-yidei shinoi. Ein derech bishul b'kach. So that's a machlekes ha'tanoim. So we pask in that toldos ha'chama is also midrabon. And one Tana holds, I think Rabbi Yossi holds, that told his Chachama is even Mutam Adirabban. So he paskan it's also Adirabban. So that's a Shaila. Let's say you have a Dud Shemesh. So you could, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a Dud Shemesh. So you're being Mevashel, not Becham, you're being Mevashel. They take the solar energy and they cook water with the Dud Shemesh. So the worst it's going to be is only the Rabbana. So you're going to have some Kulas because Bishabat. Bishul told us Chacham is only the Rabbanim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik both thought, based on that Rashi, that Rashi says Hamavashel Bechama is Mutter min HaTorah, and even Mutter min the Rabbanim. Why? Because Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. So that wouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. That since Bizman Hazeh you have a Dud Shemesh and the whole thing is absolutely normal, so now it became Derech Bishul Bekach. Now it would be a malacha derais. In Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim still assume that the Dud Shemesh is only the Rabbanim because of Toldos HaChama. They haven't accepted Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik also said the same as Rav Moshe, based on that Rashi. That Rashi says the reason why Bishul Bechama is mutter, because ain derech Bishul Bekach. Here's the Rashi. Lametes Amar Aleph. The eighth line from the top. The Shari, Mavasha Bechama B'Shemesh, the Shari, they ain derech Bishul Bekach. Not derech Bishul Bekach. And told the Sachama is also, Minator Mutter is only also, Machlekes Hatanoim. Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Lamed Chesam and Beis, where the Bishul betold the Sachama is also with the Rabbanim. So we paskan also with the Rabbanim. And Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim, all the Rabbanim assume that using a Dud Shemesh is only the Rabbanim. And Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik thought based on this Rashi that today it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. They make a Dud Shemesh. They make a fortune of money. How can they say Ein Derech Bishul Bekach? That's the normal way to cook today.
The whole world.
I mean, maybe you should still say Batla Daitan. How many people? See, the Anshei Hutzel carried on their heads. The Gemara said, that's Kalachayat. I bet everybody in the city does it. Batla Daitan, Meitzel Das Kol Benyon. How many people have to carry on their heads till it becomes normal? Mm-hmm. What if the whole Medina? Hutzel is only one city. What if the whole Medina, all the Arabs in the West Bank, they all carry on their heads? So is that enough to be considered not Batla Daitam, or you need Rove of the world? So that's a discussion in Taisvis on Tzadik Beis on the base. Taisvis on our daf, what daf are we on? Hard to remember. We're on Ayin Dalet on the base. The Taisvis Chachmi is Sarah Shiny. Even the umnim who know how to do it, it's Batla Daitam, not like Rashi. Rashi says, the woman has chachmi yisera, as it says in Pashuk, and the Pashuk, v'cholisha chachmas lebi, adeh atavu asehizim. So Rashi says, the woman who is an umen, it will be kadarka. The woman who is a hedyot, it will be kalachayat. Taisa says, even the woman who is an expert, is also batla, daitam lakdan she hutzal. So that's on Tzadik Beis, on the base. So the shayla is hutzal, is a whole city. All the people in the city, hutzal, carried on their heads. And still, the Gemara says that the Batla Daitam, Seham, that's the top Taisus on Tzadik Beis on the base. Mashma, that on the whole city, you still say Batla Daitam.
I'm sorry. Things the Rashi explained are on Pasuk. The Rashi explained the Pasuk by the other Yiriyot. The right Pasuk for these Yiriyot that talks about the Tavud Hayizim, Yiriyot Hayizim is Ben Asali Ban Chokhman. It sounds like that an extra Chokhman Yashamayim, not that it was Adi Rabbanim.
That I don't know. Okay. There's a misprint in Rashi. Rashi, the way we have the Rashi, it's the wrong pasuk. Okay. The Rashash corrects the Rashi. The way it's printed by us, the wrong Rashi. Yeah.
Why can't we just say that Rashi meant, like, we have similar, they have Kof and Rashi's talking about other things, just came there, attack, like, ground, kiboy. Why can't we just say that it means bechlaf, as I was saying, but derech kat is just gornish, you didn't do anything. And, like, why do we have to say, but if some people do or not, why can't we just say the whole thing would be putter? And even if you're a mevashel, but told it's a chamer, that would just be always like mutter.
Menator it is mutter. Bishul bechamer, bishul betold us chamer, menator it is mutter. But when the Rabbanan, they were machmer and told us chamer, because you can't distinguish between told us chamer and told us oish. I'll have two frying pans, one next to the other. One was heated on top of a burner, one was heated in the sun in the Sahara Desert. So to crack open the egg on this one will be a malocha deraisa. To crack open the egg on this one will be mutter. So the people will get confused. So they made uchon. So that's a machleg. Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim. So we paskin against Rabbi Yosi. They made exeret. Told us achama. Otto told us oish. Because it's hard to distinguish. But min haTorah they're both mutter. HaTorah bishul bechama told acham. They're both mutter. Using. Yeah, he holds that it's an Issa Deraisa, yeah.
But that's told us Achama or Achama?
Probably told us Achama.
But the mother's Deraban,
only Rabbi Yossi holds that it's even Mutter with the Rabbanan.
Oh, sorry.
And we paskin that it's also with the Rabbanan. So our Moshe says, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is it only the Rabbanan? And when is Bishul Bechama Mutter? That's years ago, like Rashi says, that it's ain't derech bishul bekach. But if you live in a generation, it became normal, so he holds that then, derech bishul bekach. So it should be there, right? So I remember we used to have a Rebbe here in the yeshiva, Rabbi Nissen Alper. So I remember we were discussing this. So he was very surprised that's what Rav Moshe said. And the Jew is saying he thought that these dinim should be nikva either the way it was at the time of Matan Torah, or it should be nikva and the Shnei Alofim Torah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says they had a tradition that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. And there's a breakdown. The first 2,000 years are called Tohu, and the second, the middle 2,000 years are called Shnei Alofim Torah, and the last 2,000 years is Shnei Alofim Imos HaMashiach. Starting from the year 4009, it's possible for the Melech HaMashiach to come. Before the year 4000, it can't be. Rabbi Akiva never heard of this tradition, so he was supporting Bar Kokhba's candidacy. He thought Bar Kokhba was going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. And all the other Tanoim said it's impossible, it's before the year 4000. Daimo Higia Hazman for Bias HaMashiach. We believe we have to be Mechaka B'chol Yom She'yavah, maybe today, yeah, after the year 4000. But before the year 4000, it was Adain Lo Higia Hazman. So the Gemara makes such a statement that the world was Tohu for the first 2,000 years, and then Avraham Avinu was born. The Gemara, Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, Libriyas Olam. So when he reached the age of 52, he started preaching monotheism to the world. HaNefesh Asher Asa B'choron, we have a tradition. He started preaching Yiddishkeit, monotheism, at the age of 52. So that's the beginning of the Shnei Alofim Torah. He learned Torah privately, but Limud HaTorah means Shnei Alofim Torah is when he's teaching Torah in public. So the Torah goes from the year 2000 till the year 4000. After the year 4000 is Yemos HaMashiach. So the Maharsha is bothered with Akasha. The Maharsha lives after the year 4000. If they have to do for that, the Rishonim, the Achronim, we, everybody lives. There's no Torah going on. This stuff, the Torah center of the world. People learning Torah all over the world. What do you mean? No Torah going on? So the Maharsha says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means the first 2,000 years there was no Torah. It was only Tohu, Shnei Alofim Tohu, and then began Torah, but it wasn't yet Zman Yemos HaMashiach. The last 2,000 years is still Torah, and it's also the Zman of Mashiach, Shnei Alofim Yemos HaMashiach. The Chazon Ish is not happy with that Maharsha. Maharsha is in the Chiddush Agoda, and he thinks that it's not correct. He thinks just like the Shnei Alofim Tohu is only 2,000, so the Shnei Alofim Yemos HaMashiach is only 2,000, so the Shnei Alofim Torah is only 2,000. And after the year 4,000, there's no more Torah. Right, what happened to the Chazon Ish? How can he say that? What about the Chazon Ish? What about everybody else? So he says, no, the dinim had to be nikva. Any halachas that the Chacham had to be kaveya, they had to be kaveya during that period of the 2,000 years, before the year 4,000. And the year 4,000 was approximately the time when Rabbi Yudah Nasi died. That's the end of the Tkufa Satanoim, before the Tkufa Samaroim. It's around 20 years or so after Rabbi Yudah Nasi died, around 20 years after the year 4,000. So that's what the Chazon Ish holds, that any Chazon Ish has this in Hilchos Treifos. He's bothered with a kasha that everybody asks. You have a lot of dinim and hilchos treifos that don't correspond to reality today. You have some things that are described by the Mishnah as a treifa, the animal's going to die, and today we know the animal is not going to die. Then you have things that today we know the animal is going to die, and the Mishnah says that it's not a treifa, it doesn't correspond to reality. So the Chazon Ish claims that the dinim hilchos treifos had to be nikva by the year 4000. Whatever was nikva then remains the same. That's a shaila, let's say, Sovzman Kriya Shema. How did the Chacham determine when is Sovzman Kriya Shema? When the minority of people are waking up, the B'nai Malachim don't have to work for a living, they don't have to wake up early, they can lazy around all day long, so the B'nai Malachim wake up later than anybody else, and that's the Sovzman Kriya Shema. Today, the Sovzman Kriya Shema, or Kriya Shema Shalaila, doesn't correspond to anything. Our day doesn't correspond to when the sun is shining and when the sun goes down. We use electric lights in the daytime and nighttime. So everything by us is completely different. When we wake up, when we go to sleep, doesn't correspond to the sun rising and the sun setting. So maybe we should change all the dinim. That's what the Mishkan and Yankovic discussed. Maybe we should change all the dinim of Sozman Kriya Shema. So it's usually assumed like that Chazon Ish, that the dinim were all nikva during the 2,000 years of Torah. Today, we just work on whatever the kriyas was at that time. So that's why Rabbi Alpert was very surprised that Rabbi Moshe wrote such a thing in the tshuva, that because today it's normal to do bishul, the tolda sachama, the do tshemesh, so it becomes a melacha deraisa, he found it very surprising.
Even if you don't hold like Rabbi Moshe about that, it's now cooking the oraisa, doesn't the water get cooked more by mixing with the water that's already hot in the hot water heater? When it comes in with the pipes before the whole heating system turns on, there's water in there already that's boiling, right? And wouldn't that then...
We're in a Dutch Emish system. There's water that's boiling.
If it's like a tank.
Yeah.
So there's hot water in the tank. So you take a little
hot water from yesterday.
Yeah, you take some hot water out of the tap, and so now it fills up to make it back to its full capacity. So the most of the cooking is probably done by the hot water that's in there.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets to an equal temperature, and then the whole system would heat it up to whatever the whole thing needs to be. But
that hot water was also told us achama.
Told us
the Chama
is still
the... It's also only the Rabbanon. Based on the Gemara, there should only be the Rabbanon. Yeah. So Rashi came up with a Chiddush that today, since Dach Bisha B'Kach, so he thought that that's their Raisa. Chiddush, Rashi thought the same also. Yeah.
I didn't have to
circle
some of the monks
in
the manual that check like different countries
nowadays,
and that's like
Kobe
or like
Amelia to
Hamatsu.
I mean, when do you say
Botla Daito? So we were saying like the commonality of circles, let's say like in South America or in this country, that country, like determine a certain deed for
from the genome. That's the mission was Yaakov, but Yaakov said 7%.
To establish what's a miyot amatz, a miyot shein amatz.
You should say
it's
better than when it was 2,000 years ago. Why is it now?
No, that depends. It's a miyot amatz. It depends what likelihood is there that you will be in violation of an aver. So that changes from day to day. That should depend. That shouldn't be nikva once and forever.
You're saying, how can you check how often animals have trefos in the year 2013, or we actually checked it and said up 7%? Who cares what we actually checked? It shouldn't check in days of food and nasi. We actually do historical.
No, this is a rule. No, the rule is whenever there's a miyat amatz, so you say you have to be choshish min the rabbanon. May not tell you the din is holchem achar harayv, achar ab lahatas. And in the Rabbanon, there's a chumrah not to go basarayv, not to rely on a rayv lahakil whenever there's a miyat amatz. So let's say in America, so for many years they used to spray DDT on the vegetables. So it was a miyat shein amatz, whoever found a bug on a vegetable. But then the government outlawed it. So you're not allowed to spray anymore. Now that it sprays, and that became a miyot amatzah. How many vegetables are miyot amatzah? So that depends. What chance, what likelihood is there that you're going to be in violation of an aver? If it's a miyot amatzah percentage, whatever that percentage is, then with the rabbanon you have to be choshish. You're not allowed to rely on the rav. You don't say acharam lahat. In the Minador, you always say acharam lahat. It's with the rabbanon they were machmer by a miyot amatzah. So that depends, and each day it should change.
To calculate what that percentage is, though, you said the equivalent of Chicago says it's 10%.
Right.
So how do we know it's 10%? Because that's the percentage of, when he checked, that's the percentage of the CFOs that were on the red.
He has a Gemara, he thinks it says that in the Gemara, that it's 10% or more. And others disagree. They say there is no such Gemara.
But not the Mishkan Siyaf, the Royashas Peshach. Royashas didn't like that Mishkan Siyaf.
Yeah.
So how did he determine what a Miyot Shein Amatzah was?
Because the Ramban says that Sirchus on the lungs, a Miyot Amatzah. We know today in Eretz Yisrael they've been keeping records for many years, and Sirchus on the lungs that are really trefus are 7%. So he thinks that it was always like that. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it wasn't like that. Maybe it was more or less. Maybe it should be 3%. Maybe it should be 20%. He's assuming that things didn't change. We don't know.
If you say this Chazanish, you should never find a case in anywhere in the Gemara, anywhere where the Moraim defines something as define the gender of an Isser. The Moraim defines something by what was done in their days. The Moraim are after this 2,000 years of Torah.
Yeah.
Everything should be from tonight.
That's what he thinks. So everything had to be Nikva in the earlier generation. Yeah. Then the later generations, we have to apply the guidelines that they, let's say, they developed the whole system of which malachis, amut, and rachalamoid, which are rasa. That's lamasarakas ve'la chachamim. Which chachamim? So the Chazanish thinks, adin of lamasarakas ve'la chachamim has to be the chachamim within those 2,000 years. After those 2,000 years, it's already, everything had to be nikva already.
I thought if the Rambam points to Yerushalmi, that chachamim in each generation could
Darshan the Psukim, right. You can Darshan Psukim, right.
Even though it would theoretically be against what the
Yeah, I don't know if that's in contradiction to the Chazanish. Chazanish is saying a different thing. Whenever you want to be koveya a system, like set up Pilchus Treifas, not the same. In every generation, the Rambam says the Chachamim in every generation have the right and the obligation to read the Psukim in the way they understand. If he's a Chacham Shegil Hayro, so he has to darshan the Psukim, even if it's a disagreement with those who precede. Yeah.
Many persons say that it's not
Asur
to smoke on Yom Tov, it's not considered Davar Shabbat HaNefesh.
Many persons hold that what?
It's Asur to smoke on Yom Tov, it's not considered Davar
Shabbat. To smoke, right, right.
So
whether
you can?
No, the Klal was developed by the Chachmei HaGemara, by the Tanoim. And then you have to apply in every generation. How does it apply? But the Klal had to be developed by them. We can't develop such a Klal today.
Didn't we say that like
Shavuos
Hesed was instituted at the end of that time to the Amoraim?
Right.
So that seems like a very big change in the
whole system. Yeah, in every generation there are takonis. People are Rabbanim are making takonis in our generation also. Takonis are takonis. He's talking about being kaveh din deraisa. To be when you have a lamasara kos ve'la chachamim, the chachamim are kaveh. What's the nature of the din deraisa? So the Chazanish thinks that had to be done within 2,000 years of Torah. We just apply. Sometimes we apply differently because everything changed in the world, but we're applying all the rules that were developed at that time. Yeah, this Gemara, Tesis on Ardaf, Ayin Dalam Beis, quotes the Gemara there by the Anshei Hutzal. Anshei Hutzal was a whole city. So even though all the people in the city used to carry on their heads, the Gemara still says that it's the top line on Tzavik Beis, on the Beis. From time Anshei Hutzal, Osin Kain, they carry on their heads. The Gemara says, no. That's the last line on Amud Aleph. Amotzi Masu Yal Rosho. He carries a package on his head. I don't you who do it, but what died day it's not called. So Taisa says, you see from this Gemara, Mashma, Dav Asra, a whole city, Nami Yom, but what died to me it's called. Same thing, another Gemara, then it gets stuck. The Koshe, there's a Gemara, the Kamakuf Mem Dalet, that seems to say, you don't say on a whole city. Arabia. In Arabia, they do something, so you don't say Batla Dait Meitzel Das Kol Ben Yomim. The Gemara says Arabia Asrahu. It's a whole area. If it's a whole area, you don't say Batla Dait Meitzel Das Kol Ben Yomim. So how is Arabia different from Hutzal? So some Rishonim say Hutzal is a city, Arabia is a whole country. It's bigger than one city. Taisa doesn't say it like that. Taisa gives a different difference. It's Taka Shaila. When do you apply Batla Dait or when not? On this, on that daf, on Tzadik Beis, on the Beis, on that daf, when the Rishonim discuss it, so there's a little sefer we mention every so often, the Chidush Haran, which is it's called Miyuchas LaHaran. It's not really the Haran. For many years, there was a Ritva on Shabbos, which was really the Ran. The real Chidush Haran used to go under the name Chidush HaRitva. And then they found the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wrote. He heard that the authentic Ksav Yad of the Ritva is in Yerushalayim. So that was printed also. You have the real Ritva, and the fake Ritva is really the Ran. And the thing that went under the name Chidush Ran is by somebody else. It's the Talmud of the Ra'o. Someone else is not by the Ran. You can tell by the style of writing that the Ritva is really the Ran, because he writes like the Ran. It's word for word the same as the Ran on the Rif, a lot of times. So obviously it's a dead giveaway, it's the Ran. And the Chidush Ran that was known never he quotes Rishonim that the Ran never quotes. Obviously, it's somebody other than the Ran. So the sefer that's called Chidush Ran on Daf Tzadik Beis throws in another Gemara. And Tosis is putting together all the Gemaras of Batla Daitam. You don't say on a country; you say on a city. How big the country, the city, Shain, the other klalim, whatever. So he throws in another Gemara. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin. A man gets married, gives a ring to the girl, says, Hariat Charufasi. They were saying, Hariat Mekudeshesli, Lishna de Rabbanim. The Gemara says, Hariat Mekudeshesli, Asura Akuli Amakeheg. She says, Hariat Charufasi. So the Gemara says, in Eretz Yehuda it's good, Bekein, she came to Eretz Yehuda, Karim La Rusa Charufa. It says, Ve'i Shivcha Necharefes Le'ish, Shivcha Charufa, Hashem Shivcha Charufa. So in Eretz Yehuda, they used to use a biblical Hebrew. Every section in Eretz Yisrael, they spoke Hebrew with a different dialect, like we speak English with a different dialect, different parts of the world, America, Canada, England, even when you speak English with a different usage of terminology. So in Eretz Yehuda, when he said Charefasi, they meant Mekudeshesli. So the Gemara says that anyone anywhere in the world says Hariat Charefasi is Mekudeshes. The Gemara says Yehuda Habiru b'Dayalma. No, that Gemara says no. In Eretz Yehuda, if he said Hariat Charefasi, then he means Hariat Mekudeshesli. So the Chedushi Haran quotes that Gemara. You see from that Gemara that you don't say on a whole Medina, Eretz Yehuda, a whole area with a lot of cities, you don't say Batla Daitum. Just like Arabia. Taisis on Tzadik Beis quotes the Gemara in Kuf Mem Dalet that Arabia is a whole region, on Hutzal you say Batla Daitum, but on Arabia is a whole larger area, so you don't say Batla Daitum on an area with a lot of cities. Eretz Yehuda has a lot of cities in it. So since it has a lot of cities, so in Eretz Yehuda you wouldn't say Batla Daitum. That Gemara has to do with Batla Daitum. So the Pashup Shat in that Gemara has nothing to do with this topic at all. It's a Pella. Pashup Shat in Gemara, the boy and the girl are out on a date, and the boy speaks in Chinese. I say, Harem Bukadesh in Chinese. He doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. Well, the boy and the girl both speak Chinese, but the Adam don't speak Chinese. So the Adam don't know what he said. So of course it's not Bukadeshes. They don't know what he's talking about. The girl doesn't know what she agreed to. And the Adam don't know what he's talking about. In Eretz Yehuda, Likudesh is because everybody speaks that dialect. So when you say Charefasi, the girl understands, the boy understands, and the Adam understands. Everybody understands. Language is what the people understand. So what did he mix in that Gemara? What did the Chidush Haran quote the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin? She came, Eretz Yehuda, Karm Larusa Charufa, so it's Likudesh in Eretz Yehuda. And other Aratzis, it wouldn't be good. What has it got to do with the topic of Batla Daita? It's a question there. Whether the girl understands what he's talking about. So you see from that Chidush Haran that he understood the Gemara in Kiddushin like the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura has a Chiddush in Hilchas Kriyashma. There's a Machlekes Hatanoim, and we pask in Kriyashma Nemeres Becholoshen. You can be Yotzi Kriyashma in translation also. So let's say a person in New York will recite Kriyashma in French. If he says Kriyashma in Spanish, that's the Sfas HaMedina. I don't speak the Sfas HaMedina. If he speak English, maybe Bekoshi, it's also Sfas HaMedina. But he speak in French, he speak in Yiddish. The guy's going to say Kriyashma in Yiddish. Nobody speaks Yiddish in America. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not B'choloshen. That Loshen doesn't count. It's only a Loshen if it's Sfas HaMedina. Where did he come up with this Einfall? That Kriyashma Nemeres B'choloshen has to be the Loshen of the Sfas HaMedina. So he says, that's what it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Yehuda Habriyu Ruba the Alma. The Gemara says, no, in Eretz Yehuda, if you said Charefasi, then it's good. So the Mishnah Brura understood from the Gemara that the Vart is, all other languages are only languages in that country. I'll make up my own language and I'll say Kriyashma, I invent my own language, and I'll say Kriyashma in translation of my own language. So that's not acceptable. Has to be a language that's spoken. Has to be a language that's spoken in that country. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. So they say that Rabbi Hutner went specially to the Chafetz Chaim to argue with him, that it doesn't make any sense, that that's not what the Gemara and Kedusha meant. The Gemara and Kedusha just meant, if he's speaking in he's speaking Chinese, the girl doesn't understand, the Adam don't understand. That's why it's no good. But it's not a happy aloche, that it's only considered a language if it's the spoken language of that country. But you see the Chiddush Haran over here did learn like that. There's some other Rishonim also, the Beferish, like the Mishnah Berurah. The Poshim Shat Nigamari in Kiddushin is like Rav Hutna said, but the Rav Rishonim would say the Beferish like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. I'm going to be here tomorrow. So I think tomorrow I'll give a Shiran in Yoni Yom Kippur. So whoever is here. Thursday time, because I have to give Shiran later. Thursday time till 12:15.